206-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Everything was against Job. I'm not talking about that portion. I'm talking about the portion toward the end when deliverance was in sight. Because see, after all his friends finished all their sayings, and Job was no better for it, God appeared to him. Tell somebody God's about to appear on your scene. I said the Lord is about to come into your scene, into your situation. Help us, Holy Ghost. Like never before, God's about to show up. And when he shows up, he's going to show out. I said when he shows up, he's going to show out. Hallelujah. And it ain't based upon you having done everything right. Job regretted the day he was born. Huh? He wanted to die. Amen. He wanted to curse his father and mother that brought him into the world. But oh, when God came, God showed up. Come on, tell somebody God's showing up. I decree to you, some of y'all are going to have a God encounter before the week is out. Before this next week is out. I'm talking about a God encounter. Hallelujah. I said a God encounter. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to see him like you ain't seen him before. Hallelujah. It's going to transform your life. I said, before this week is out, 7 days from today, somebody gonna see him like they never seen him before. Hallelujah. Get ready. Brace yourself. He's so amazing. Jaw dropping. I said, God's gonna amaze you. Somebody going to see him like they've never seen him before. Somebody going to come in here worshiping like they ain't worshiped before. Somebody going to come in here with tears in their eyes, tears of joy, tears of the fear of God, tears of worship, because they're going to have encountered him whom they love. He's going to show them who they are. And all that stuff you went through, that affliction's going to be like a moment in time. When God appeared to Job, when Job saw him, God didn't apologize. He didn't try to comfort Job. See what you've been hoping for. It's going to set everything in right perspective. The things of earth are going to grow strangely dim because you are going to see the glory of the Lord. When Job saw him, the Lord said, Job, gird yourself up like a man. I need to talk to you. And then he began to question Job. He didn't say, Job, I understand what you were going through and how to. No, he said, Job, where were you when I hung the stars in the sky? Can you name them, Job? I'm paraphrasing. If so, tell me. Job, do you know where the wild goats hind? Job, if you can tell me, tell me. Job, can you measure the depth of the sea? Do you know any of this, Job? Come on, I'm paraphrasing. If so, tell me. He didn't come pitying Job. See, God don't have to come pitying you when he knows he got you in his hands all the time. Jesus said, no man can take him out of my Father's hands. No matter how you felt like you were slipping away, how it was all over, God wasn't in no panic. God wasn't worried about it. He had you right in the palm of his hand. He hadn't changed. Your destiny hadn't changed. Job, when he saw him, and see, this is going to be some of y'all testimony. He said, I had heard about you. I'd heard a whole lot about you. I'd read about you. I'd heard. But now, my eyes see you. Now I see you. Let me tell you something. When you see him, it's going to break you. He said, I had heard of you by the hearing of my ear. But now I see you. And what did he say? He said, I repent. I repent. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for a moment thinking that you weren't able. Forgive me for a moment even considering that you would let me go. Lord, forgive me for even thinking the devil had any kind of authority over my life. See, in a moment he saw, God let him see who he was. The light of his glory is upon you. That light of his glory is going to cause a grace on your life to cause you to govern and a power to prevail. He gives us strength for the conflict. No discharge from the war. He left us here to war, to destroy the works of the devil, to take dominion in every domain. That's our mandate, our assignment. Every now and then he'll bring you back from the front line to refresh you. But he's not going to give you a discharge. After you get refreshed, it's time to go back to the front line and do what you do. And do what you do, do it well. Amen. Do it with all your might. See, we can't be slothful and wavering. When Jehu went in to destroy the wicked spirit of Ahab and Jezebel, he did it with all his might. I dare some of y'all to do something with all your might. Come on, with all your might, all your strength. Stop being afraid. Stop being afraid of failure. Stop being afraid that it might not work. Stop being afraid that God might not be with you. No, God is calling you to exercise your gift with all your might. I dare you. Look at somebody and tell them, I dare you. I dare you to go after God hard. I dare you to stand up against the enemy hard. I dare you to take a stand and refuse to compromise. I dare you to not be afraid and declare what thus saith the Lord. I dare you. I dare you. Like we used to say, I double D dare you. You don't know. That's how you prevail. There's power to prevail. There is another dimension. Come on, I said there's another dimension. Tell somebody higher. Higher. Come on, say higher. Higher. And deeper. Right now I hear a noise. I hear deep calling unto deep. See, this is not talking to your head. It's not talking to your soul realm. This is deep pulling at your spirit man. See, deep is calling unto deep. See, the voice of God is in the deep, and he's calling unto the deep in you. See, we've operated enough by our head. We know how to do church, but stuff's gonna start happening that's unusual now. It's not normal. It's supernatural. It's abnormal. Amen. It's different. And see, people are afraid of that. I'm telling you, that light of his glory is going to rise upon you, and you're going to be a different person. Seven things real quick. The glory and the light are coming upon you. Glory, the kavod, the weightiness, the wealth. Wealth is not just money, pesos, dineros, goods. It's not. It's wealth. It's wellness, relationship. And to the people who dwell in darkness are going to come to you. Get yourself ready for those that may be uncomely or are seemingly unlovable. God's going to bring them to you. Those that dwell in darkness, those God has earmarked, he's going to bring them to you. They're going to come to the brightness of your rising. Come on, child of God. I'm talking about you. You don't have to be behind the pulpit. You can be behind your desk at work. You can be pushing that broom or whatever you do, but God's going to bring them to you. Number three, nations are going to come to us. The nations of the world are going to come to us. Kings are going to come to the brightness of our rising. Kings. When we say kings, we talk about prime ministers, presidents, leaders of nations, leaders of large corporations and organizations are going to come. They're going to need answers, and they're going to come to us. Sons and daughters will come. The abundance of the sea. The sea is always emblematic or symbolic of people. In other words, masses of people, the abundance of the sea are going to come. Resurrection life, are you ready? I heard some over here. I heard one way in the back. Anybody else ready? I don't know about you. I can speak for me. I've been through so much for so long with so little. I've qualified. Amen. I remember a time traveling to California with a close friend when we were just finished our senior year in high school, and we were up in we had to pull over. We was in a Delta 88, and you remember the 8-tracks. It's funny about the 8-tracks. You couldn't rewind the 8-tracks. You had to listen to them all the way through. How has technology increased? Now you got your phone. Everything's on the phone. But the muffler came down on an Indian reservation somewhere in northern Utah. Way up in the mountains. And what we had to do, we had to take and use a coat hanger. Some of y'all know. And hook that muffler back up so driving down the road we wouldn't get a ticket. But technology has changed. Nations are going to come to us. The kings will come to us. Sons and daughters, the abundance of the sea, the wealth of the nations are going to come to us. Why? Because of the brightness of our rising. Let me give you some things here. Number one, church is going to become very unusual. Not the usual. Number two, the church will become invincible. Invincible. Tell somebody right now, I cannot be defeated. And I will not quit.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.